In Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. There were peaceful protests in the city of Ferguson, Missouri last night after several days of clashes between residents and police. These followed last weekend's police shooting death of a black teenager. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports a change in policing tactics has helped.
There was no line of armored trucks or police in riot gear blocking traffic Thursday night. The few police officers spotted in the crowd were wearing regular uniforms. Governor Jay Nixon placed Missouri State Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson in charge on Thursday afternoon instead of the St. Louis County Police. The result was an atmosphere that felt more like a party. Protester Dante Kelly hoped the night was a tipping point.
But it's only the start. I mean, Captain Johnson's not going to be here forever, so ain't no telling.
Plenty of other protesters shared Kelly's skepticism that the change would be permanent, and many expressed frustration that the police had not yet released the name of the shooter. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
The United Nations has declared an emergency in Iraq. Conditions are dire for refugees trying to escape from Islamic State militants. The religious minority Yazidis are facing persecution. The BBC's Paul Wood reports the Yazidis are asking for international help.
We've heard some terrible stories from people here. Again and again, they tell us, these are their words, they are facing a genocide at the hands of the Islamic State. Many men have told me they were snatched off the street in the town of Sinjar, a gun put to their head and told simply, convert or die. So what we're hearing, along with the pleas for more humanitarian aid, is a plea from pretty much everybody you speak to for a foreign military intervention. Without that, they think, they have no chance of returning to their homes.
The BBC's Paul Wood reporting from a refugee camp on the Iraq-Syria border. Ukrainian officials are starting to inspect a Russian convoy reportedly carrying relief aid to people in Ukraine. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in eastern Ukraine and says the trucks seem to be headed for Ukrainian rebel territory.
The Ukrainian military yesterday had claimed that they retook a town, a very key town, actually, that's on a main artery south of Luhansk, which apparently is where the Russian aid convoy that's been much talked about was supposed to move into rebel-held territory and then move into Luhansk to provide what the Russians say is humanitarian aid. There's certainly some debate about whether that's the case. Journalists who've been tracking the convoy on the Russian side have talked about it, you know, of being military vehicles and having some military people accompanying them. It's questionable exactly what's going on there.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in eastern Ukraine. Two senior Japanese government officials visited a controversial war shrine today, triggering outrage from South Korea and China. The shrine honors Japanese war dead from World War II, including war criminals. Today's the anniversary of the end of that war. South Korea and China see the shrine as a symbol of Japanese brutality. This is NPR. Pope Francis is on the second day of his visit to South Korea. He celebrated Mass today in a ceremony at a huge stadium filled with tens of thousands of people. Earlier in Seoul, Francis repeated his call for peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Korea's quest for peace is a cause close to our hearts.
The pontiff also called on South Korean youth to reject materialism and economic systems that make poverty worse. Scientists say that human activity, including the burning of fossil fuels, has caused the melting of the Earth's glaciers to speed up. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the trend began decades ago.
Glaciers in the world's mountainous regions have always been affected by natural phenomena like solar activity and cooling from ash from volcanic eruptions. These had the biggest effects during the 19th century and the first half of the 20th century. But a scientific team from Austria says unnatural phenomena like human activity are responsible for about two-thirds of the loss of glacial ice since 1991. They say that's mostly due to emissions of greenhouse gases from burning fossil fuels. Writing in the journal Science, the team acknowledges that these are rough estimates based on computer models. Actual human influence could have caused as little as 45% of the recent loss, or as much as 93%. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Mississippi State Senator Chris McDaniel is filing a legal challenge, this to the results of the state's recent GOP Senate runoff election. McDaniel says that incumbent Senator Thad Cochran won the election because improper ballots were cast. This is NPR News.